The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Epstein, CEO of Mobile Streams. MOS is ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Great to be here, Justin.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people know Mobile Streams, and but maybe not where you've come in and you're transforming the company. So tell us a bit more about Mobile Streams as it is currently, if you could.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. So basically, myself and some other members of the new management team came in to Mobile Streams around December 2019. Mm-hmm. And previously, sort of legacy business had been a content gaming delivery business.
Yeah,
it's been going back about 15 years. But it was sort of, slowly going down. And we saw the opportunity to come in, rescue it. It was actually going to be delisted. So we saw an opportunity to save the company for shareholders, come in and save it, and reinvigorate the business with an entirely new business model. And so whilst it had been doing content delivery for around 15 years, we then had a technical platform that could deliver great content and marketing insight. And we wanted to take all the learnings that they gained from doing 15 years of content delivery and add that to our technical platform and launch what's now known as the Streams platform, which delivers marketing insight, content insight and analysis, and also publishing. And so we basically came in December 19 and set to work transforming the business and rebuilding value for shareholders.
Yeah, yeah. So this Streams data platform, explain, for lay people who don't understand what you mean by that, data insights and all that, can you explain, what that means and who it's for?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, there's two sides to it. There's an enterprise version and a cut-down content version. It's aimed at the small to medium enterprise market. It's aimed at companies that don't have a large marketing department. They might have 1 to 4 people, one great person, a few up-and-coming people. But fundamentally, it takes them ages to find and put out content every day, which is getting more and more important. There's over 36 million SMEs in the US and the UK. 72% use social marketing. Content marketing is getting bigger than ever. And so all of this requires time, effort, and energy, which, think of COVID, all the small businesses that have started up. People just don't have that time. They just want to do deals. So we've created a platform to slash that time. You can do it in a fraction of the time. It shows you what content is working for your business, for your industry, across all the social platforms, and then it enables you to get great insight and find out exactly all the details of that content. And then more importantly, you can also publish that content. And I'll come on to all the software development we're gonna do. But basically, it helps small to medium companies very, very quickly find the content that's working and then utilize that to help grow their own business. The enterprise version is a much broader product that has an extreme range of data visualization, and that's been used by clients like the National Emergencies Trust. Data has been used by government departments as part of the COVID response, and that's a vast, vast platform that offers additional functionality.
Understood. And you announced recently a major contract. Can you explain what that's all about, please?
Yeah, so we've been extremely busy. Actually, so we launched, just to take you back a little bit, we launched the enterprise platform in June 2020, and that's really been going well. And then we launched the cut-down content platform around mid-October, and we've had a huge take-up of customers. I mean, beyond our expectations, we've been really, really pleased. And that's led to a massive pipeline of people we can convert and upgrade to the enterprise version. And we're just beginning now to see the results of that. And the deal with Quanta is our first in what, well, I don't want to go too far, but first of what people should hopefully see as many coming of that size and stature, if not greater, where we're taking customers that have come in through the entry point of the cut-down content platform, and we're upgrading them to the larger SaaS version. The beauty of the deal with Quanta is that not only, obviously, is it a great deal in terms of it's a £500,000 deal, almost, but basically it also has the option and the possibility to really reinvigorate actually our legacy business that's still there ticking over. But through the iGaming portfolio that Quanta has, we think there's an enormous opportunity to drive, well, I don't want to say words like massive, but significant revenue through that business. And people should see this as just the sort of a starting point, just sort of kickoff. We've had 178% revenue growth over just this quarter alone. and we're really motoring now. So this is a really sort of like the touch paper deal, and people should watch this space.
Yeah, yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, and what's your vision for the future then, going further down the line then, Mark?
Well, we've been very busy this quarter. So not only have we had exceptional growth, not only have we signed this great deal, but we've also launched the Chinese version of the platform. We've launched into China, got a great partner out there, and we've seen enormous interest. And now our job is basically to translate that interest and to get that out there. So we've got a large pipeline of potential customers. We've got customers onboarding all the time. And so we're looking at growing in China. We're looking at bringing out a Spanish version of the product. And what we're looking at doing now is, well, basically, our largest problem at the moment is customer demand. So we're looking at significantly, increasing the rate at which we onboard customers from the content to the enterprise platform. In addition to that, there's going to be a lot of product development. Mm-hmm. So there's three sides to our platform. There's the sort of the search, the insight, the intelligence side, and then there's the publishing side. So you can find content, see what works, and then publish it. There's going to be a large upgrade to the search side of the platform over the next quarter and a massive upgrade to the publishing side. And that's going to introduce a whole different way to publish everything from email to social postings. And what these additional pieces of functionality are going to do, and not only are they going to meet the demand we've got, but they're also going to offer us the opportunity to reach a wider audience. And I think more importantly, potentially for shareholders, allow us to introduce higher price points for these different packages and charge more for the product. So people should expect to see a lot to come. We've already entered one market. We've had a great response from China, loads of onboarding going on there. And people should be looking to see us enter other territories, massive product improvements, higher price points to come, and a lot of news flow.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, Mark, every day in the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. And in fact, I've seen Mobile Streams on that list. In fact, it is on that list today. So, but to get it higher up the list, if you could, three bullet points quickly now, why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, we've still got a very low market cap, so this is a massive, massive growth opportunity. There's likely to be huge news flow going forwards. And we've got a massive pipeline of product and client development. So watch this space. And I'll just add, similar companies to ours, one like Brandwatch in the social listening space, it's just been sold for almost over $400 million. So there's plenty of potential for us to increase in valuation.
Wow. Are you seriously thinking you're going to get that high in valuation, Mark?
Well, it's funny because somebody was talking to me the other day. The Brandwatch deal was done. And it set an interesting sort of benchmark in the industry. And someone said, hold on, this is where they were, a few years ago. And I said, so my answer was, well, look, obviously that's where we're aiming. But there's no reason why not. And of course, we're into other territories as well. And with all the possibilities we've got with the gaming side of the business as well to reinvigorate that, why not?
Mm-hmm. Marvelous stuff. Mark, thanks for that. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.